give you every heart of 100 souls. You could be the fire to kill the cold.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
This is power.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're tuning into the power segment of my show or the podcast portion. My name is Jay. I want you to reach out to me personally at 330-1457. I also want you to take 5 minutes and go to churchillcolorado.com. Sign up for my next investment property class. It's the 20th of July, 6:30 p.m. That's a Monday. We've already got a dozen people in it. We've only got 7 seats left. We honestly don't know whether it's going to be a remote video class or live in person. We'll see how we have flattened the fear by then, because we've obviously flattened the curve of infection. I'm not a medical show, but you know that the CDC more than 2 weeks ago, the Center for Diseases and Control in United States, came out and verified, wow, shocker, I've known this since January, that the infection and fatality rate for COVID-19, the coronavirus, is 0.4%, which is absolutely identical, and I believe even lower than influenza and influenza A and B. So we flattened the curve. Let's flatten the fear. I pray to God that my class, investment property, is live. I may do a video feed for those people that want to be more precautious, because you have that right. But I am out there getting businesses to open, educating, and that's one of the biggest purposes for the show today. That's titled, All States and Counties Are Not Created Equal. Right in front of me, I have the list. I'm going to answer my quiz question that I asked you before the previous segment. Which state do you believe has the lowest property tax in the entire country, mill levy percent-wise? Is it Alabama A, Alaska B, Hawaii C, or Colorado D? If you chose Colorado, you're wrong. Everybody's like, probably Alabama. Believe it or not, the state with the lowest, and this comes with a caveat, the state with the lowest property tax in the entire union is Hawaii. Hawaii only has a 0.28% mill levy, meaning that the state's median home value is well over $500,000, and their average tax is only $1,400, which in a state with home values that great is unbelievable. It's almost equal with Colorado. But when we get to the list, you'll see how horrific Hawaii is in income tax. And more than that, one caveat, which I mentored Darren, a friend of mine who went to Hawaii and purchased. It's like Summit County, where they have hidden rules and fees and exceptions in there that make it kind of like a body jab of expenses. If you're a resident of Hawaii, that's your tax rate. But if you live in Hawaii like a military member, or you and your family live there and then you move, you keep the house for investment property services purposes. If you don't sell that house within 12 months and you then sell it as a non-resident, the state takes 7% of the gross. So if you sell your house for $1 million in Hawaii as a non-resident, the state, before the mill levy, takes 70 grand cash, which is absolutely insane. So you have to be careful. Another thing that you'll show, and I'll share next week in the show, Summit County has one of the lowest mill levy rates in the entire state. Now, their incomes and their houses are more expensive, so their tax bill proportionately is a couple thousand dollars rather than ours that averages around $1,100, $1,200. But what you didn't know is they have a Summit County real estate sale transaction fee. That's why all their cops run around in Land Rovers, and they've got these wonderful community centers with pools and, you know, atrium glass walls and stuff like that, because there's 1%. So every time a $1 million home is sold in Summit County, which is like every minute, the county, Summit County, takes 10 grand, 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand, 5 grand, 40 grand. So This is not a linear conversation today, but I want to make it linear. And because this is a show about all states and counties are not created equal, real quick, last week I said that the tax deadline was extended from April 15th to July 15th, but Don, he calls himself B, a regular listener, called in. He called in before. He was the guy that helped us with the correction of the address of the switchbacks on that commercial we all missed, and I appreciate you doing that, Don. But he said, Jay, on one segment you said July 15th, but then the next segment you said June 15th. And I said, leave me alone, I'm dyslexic. I read things wrong. June means July and July means June. D's are B's and B's are D's. Don't you know that? So a correction here is that this is not a linear equation, and we're not going to solve this all today. This is why I've got two radio shows. I want you to call me, though. We're going to have part one and part two. Call me at 719-330-1457. The biggest takeaway is I'm telling you that there are a lot of factors that you need to keep in mind when you buy real estate. And it's not, honey, I ain't going to buy that place. The house and the walls are green. You know, it's your school district. It's your zip code. It's whether you're next to a mountain or a city view or a lake or a gated community as opposed to a high crime area in town. But today, the reality is that here's the top 10. These are the top 10 most affordable states with the lowest property tax. Hawaii's number one. Alabama's number two. Louisiana's number three. Delaware, District of Columbia, South Carolina, West Virginia, Arkansas, ding, 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 Colorado, Wyoming, are all in the top 10. Now, there's more than 10 because District of Columbia and South Carolina are tied at fifth identical, and Arkansas and Colorado are identical at a mill levy average of only 0.62%. And what I want to share with you is that, and this is important because I'm going to go off and then you have to tune in next week, is that if you have a $100,000 house, 0.62% of that then is taxed every year, which is $620. So in Hawaii, for every $100,000 in houses, you're only going to pay $280 in taxes. In Colorado, you're only going to pay $620. But in fact, if you then go for the most expensive 10, which are Ohio, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, Michigan, Nebraska, Connecticut, Texas, Wisconsin, where I grew up, New Hampshire, Illinois, and New Jersey, you're going to pay $1,500, $1,800, $2,000, $2,900. I mean, these states are three and four times of Colorado. So you call me if you want the whole list. Just remember that all states and counties are not created equal. I am going to hit the ground running with all 64 counties of Colorado and what it personally means to you next week. Call me at 330-1457 for your next mortgage. Either refinance or purchase. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And what I want you to understand is that completing a mortgage, buying a house, picking your team is not as simple as picking a provider for a cell phone. You have to get the best of the best. And I am the best of the best. I have more knowledge and experience than most professionals out there. So call me today, 330-1457, and get your next purchase or refinance mortgage started today.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.